Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and a very happy new year and welcome to series 11 of Table Manners. We're back, Mum. We're back with a vengeance. We're back on Zoom due to old COVID. So how are you, Mum?
I'm all right, darling. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm hoping everyone's well and bearing up during this third lockdown. We are going to keep bringing you episodes and we have amazing guests lined up for this series, some of whom will of course be on Zoom, but we did do some that we managed to record face to face when the restrictions were eased. So the first episode is one of those with a bit of a story attached to it, as you're going to hear. We hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm in Mum's house.
Yep.
It's a big one tonight because we've been waiting for this. We've been really quite round the houses with this one. So we have Elizabeth Olsen, the incredibly successful actress who's part of the whole Avengers
Marvel
franchise.
She's marvellous.
She's marvellous. And also the younger sister of the Olsen twins. I want to know if she gets friends and family discount because it is the most expensive shop in the world, but the best.
It's a shop.
Yeah, they've got the Row and it's like the best clothes in the world.
Really?
But Spenny Sue. Anyway, so Elizabeth Olsen's on and actually we got an email from her people saying she really wanted to be on because apparently she's a fan of Table Manners.
How?
Because, Mum, we're kind of a big deal. We're global.
Are we international?
Yeah. International, baby.
Wow.
So, Elizabeth wanted to be on it. She wanted to be on it so much that she asked the people at Disney, where she's filming at the moment. She's filming somewhere in the UK. I think Marvel and Disney are part of the same crew. So, you know, we had to ask the gods at Disney. And so Disney were like, can we Zoom? Lizzie didn't want to Zoom. She wanted to get the food.
She wants the food.
She wants the Lenny grub.
Yep.
She knows how it works, right? Yep. So we all got these COVID tests, producer Alice, Mum and I, about 2.5 weeks ago. Lo and behold, dear old Al had COVID, so couldn't do it. And Alice is here now after isolating and is well. We then had a second COVID test. We all came back negative. So the show can go on tonight, but behind a screen with a briefing before Elizabeth gets here. But I think she's game as a bagel, as Gaga would say. And yeah. I think even behind the screen, we'll be okay. We can reenact the Romeo and Juliet love scene with the fish tank, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Mum, you've pulled out the big guns.
My knees have gone. I'm telling you, I've been on them with my feet all day. So I started off with dessert.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching a lot of MasterChef. And the great British menu.
So what inspired the pudding?
So I decided it was clementines, but then I decided to do, I've done an orange curd tart and I made my own pastry.
I've never had one of those.
So
what do you serve it with? Chocolate?
No.
Grated chocolate on the top.
No, we're not doing that, Jessie. No? Okay. Thank you.
Terry's chocolate orange.
I've got creme fraiche to go with it.
Okay.
Because everyone's on a diet. No one wants everything.
I think a little grated dark chocolate would be really nice on there, Mum. A few dark chocolate shavings.
There's some chocolate in there if you want. But then I've done my very favourite dish that I love making, Lebanese lamb.
I don't think we've done Lebanese lamb since
Sandy Toksvig.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I fancied this. I made it up and I hope it works. I've done spinach and yogurt with sun-dried tomatoes and sumac and some, actually I couldn't find pine kernels, so I put some sunflower seeds in for texture.
Well, Jamie Oliver used to do those lovely yogurt spinach and pui lentil. Oh, no, they were green lentils. Right,
so I've done my green lentil and rice, that mushadira, the Lebanese rice. And I've done some broccoli with anchovy emulsion.
Oh, it feels good to be back, Mum, in the kitchen. Well, you to be back in the kitchen.
Yeah, of course, darling.
We to eat it. Elizabeth Olsen coming up on Table Mums.
Marvellous. Just say cheers.
Cheers.
Thank God you're here.
Finally, finally, we get to meet each other.
Yes.
You have broken from filming and you're filming a top secret Marvel film.
Yes.
But you've just broken for the holidays.
Yeah.
And how are you? How is it being in London?
I love London. I wish I could have lived in London, but we're filming in the country,
like
far away. And so it was too long of a commute for me to be able to. So I'm in Richmond.
Oh, nice. It's gorgeous.
And charming.
And how lovely is
I'm having the greatest time. And it's I'm with my man, guy, partner, and we're in Richmond. And he's a writer. He's a musician. He was in a band called Milo Green. And I think you guys were in some festivals at the same time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But he started just writing, like normal, you know, writing, not music. And so he can do that here. And so we're like living this British dream in this house in Richmond right by the water.
Do you feel like you're kind of living out that like Richard Curtis rom-com film in Richmond?
Well, so we want to figure out how to stay here. So now we want to write a rom-com so that we can, specific to like an American in England.
Amazing.
Because we don't want to leave. And I have such an affinity for England already. That I last year was looking into how I can legally live here, or we could legally live here, but you have to have like 5 consecutive years of a work visa, I think.
Why do you want to? Why do you love it?
I worked here 6 years ago doing an Avengers thing.
You must have been.
And
about
I lived
12
in Primrose.
Then.
Yeah, I was about 12. I'm 31 now, so I was 25. And
you lived in Primrose Hill. How gorgeous is that? Yeah.
And Primrose Hill on like someone else's budget because they put you up and it was just gorgeous and having the heat there. And I think I just like, it's such a saying that's used too much, but the idea of living to work or working to live is just, it feels different here. Robbie and I both just feel like so connected to England. Like just like so like
what is it
physically
though?
Connected?
What do you think it is?
I think it's people. I think the hard thing with the people, at least with work, is there's a little bit the sets feel a little bit more hierarchical than in the States, which is a little interesting to navigate. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I want everyone to like come down to the same like soil level together, and so it's and then everyone has the PPE on, so you can't really get to know people. So it's a bit, it's interesting right now trying to figure this out. But I've always just, I think the humor here, I don't know, people don't take things as preciously.
Are you East Coast or West Coast?
I'm fourth generation Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Wow.
But I lived in New York for 8 years.
Yeah, I kind of think of you as an East Coaster. I don't know why that is.
I get that a lot, which is funny.
So you're from LA.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you grow up?
In the Valley.
You're a Valley girl.
Like the Heim girls?
Like I know the Heims. And
do you?
I was very excited to listen to your episode with them.
Oh, that's great. Can you sing? Because we usually end up.
No. No, I was told I sang flat. When I was, I think, 11 or 12 years old, and that was it.
How kind of them.
Yeah, it was my summer camp, and they brought me in because we were doing West Side Story, and they said, Lizzie, we want to give you the part of Maria, but you need to take singing lessons with Tony and Conchita and because you sing flat. And so at the same time, they, like, somehow got my parents to, like,
bloody,
because my parents had to pay for it. So, you that know, in hindsight, shame. And of course I was like, I'll do anything, you know,
I want it. Did you get the part?
Yeah.
And did you sing flat?
Probably.
Well, it's a tough gig. Maria is a soprano. I mean, that's a tough gig.
Also wrong.
Yeah, it's very, but very, like, but you look like a Maria, actually, doesn't she?
I don't know if she looks Latin.
I don't know.
Latin American.
I feel like it looks like a Jet.
But I'm going to address the fact that you asked to be on Table Manners, which kind of blew my mind.
Why? I did. Because I love it so much, and I love food so much, and I...
This is so funny.
And also, you were like a weird, strange, consistent part of my quarantine, because Robbie was swimming every day all summer, and he has a specific music list that he played so he could keep know what time he had, and Spotlight was on it. And so, like, every day, it was like... every day.
So growing up in the valley.
Yeah, so I knew the Heim girls.
When you were little?
Not when I, because we didn't go to the same school. We just somehow crossed over in like junior high or high school. And more specifically, Danielle, because we were the same age. And I think our birthdays are a day apart. And she was just like the coolest person the in the coolest. World. So I was like really intimidated by her and her group of friends. But they would play at my best friend's summer pool party every year.
Is that a thing that happens? You get like, you actually do get the bands. Like when, well, in Clueless, when they have like, oh no, what is it? 10 Things I Hate About You.
But
they
this
have,
is like, them the in high school. This is before they were like the Heim sisters. This was just them playing in high school.
And they couldn't get the... Have they done the gig in Cantor's Deli yet or not?
I don't know, actually. I don't know where Cantor's...
Features in the timeline. No, because
this will be like 2004, 5, 6. Like, that's when they were playing. And so that is how we knew each other. And then it became like just an LA Valley kid thing. You were really proud of being from the Valley when you're from the Valley.
Really? Why?
Because it separates this there's like a clear socioeconomic separation, so you feel like you have more like cultural like relevance when you're a Valley kid, because you feel like you are a part of a different group of people at school and things, and so you just like feel like tougher than like the kids on the other side of the hill.
Jesse, what is...
Meaning the other side of the hill, like Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesse, what is the name of those... Was it Sweet Valley High?
Yeah.
The books that you read?
Yeah, and
basically... Is that about the valley?
Yeah, Jessica and Elizabeth. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know Sweet Valley High.
Huh?
I know.
Did it not get...
I don't know it.
Hold on, I've got... Girl walks into a crowded prison. She sees there's a beauty sending. Is she... What? Do I not know? Sweet Valley High. Maybe it was just a valley somewhere else in America.
The Babysitter's Club.
The Babysitter's Club, yes.
That's the valley, I think.
Is that the valley as well?
Okay, yes.
That looks amazing. What? Is that risotto?
No, it's...
Or rice or something?
It's a Lebanese rice dish with lentils called mujahadara.
But that's really funny that you said risotto, because we had a whole... thing where we thought because that we were going to have to do it
that
in the living room.
We might have to sit with it on our laps, and we were going to do risotto maybe.
So we went through lots of things that were like
So what you're having is a Lebanese lamb. Do you eat meat?
I eat everything.
Okay, fine.
So you do, I've done Lebanese lamb, and I've done this mujahadara, it's called. It's like lentils and rice with onions, lots of onions. Which we're frying, which you probably can smell in here. And then I've done spinach and yogurt. Mm. And then I've done also some broccoli with an anchovy emulsion.
Yeah.
Have you put extra water in the rice?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And the lamb's in there. Now, it only takes 40 minutes to cook.
So what cut is it?
It's a leg, but butterfly. They take the bone out.
Oh, fine.
So it only takes... Do you like it well done or rare?
I like most meat medium rare.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So, I'll have the well done bits.
It's looking very good.
So, growing up in the valley, you have two very well-known sisters, older sisters, the twins.
Yeah.
And then do you have any other siblings as well?
Yes, yeah, she's the oldest. Lots. We have lots. The oldest is my brother, which I think is really that I feel like that's he's in a harder birth order position being like the oldest guy. And having two younger sisters that are very successful. And then it's me. And then from my dad's second marriage, I have a younger brother and younger sister. So he has six, which is a lot.
A few siblings. So what's your brother do?
My brother's a writer, and he's pursuing being a writer, but he's a teacher and a tutor. And so he's been really busy right now.
Yeah, right.
He's so good with kids. Like, I want him to kind
of... Has he got kids?
No, but he is, like, I'll have people at like film festivals. I would be like, oh, I know your brother from like this summer film camp that he would be a counselor at. And he was, and they were like all still in touch with him. He's just a, like a really nice, lovely guy.
A mensch.
Yeah.
So,
but it was weird. It's weird growing up with that, but it's also the only thing, you know, so it's,
when you say that weird. Being like your sister's being
famous in Los Angeles. And is a different kind of thing than anywhere else.
What, because it's the epicenter of kind of, it's schmooze, and or was it just weird for them being so famous when they were younger and then you wanting to do the same thing? And
yeah, there is a, I mean, it was the paparazzi part was the strange part.
Yeah, right.
Because they follow you. And so as a child, that's very scary.
And they were obsessed with your sisters.
Yeah, and they're obsessed with them turning 18, which is so weird.
Because they were on Nickelodeon. Was it Nickelodeon?
I don't know actually the station they were on. Well, maybe, but it was Full House.
And they, yeah, it, they were always in the Daily Mail here. Mm-hmm. Like, there was this fixation on your...
I know them as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
so
and I,
you
they
had to
didn't...
experience that as the sibling that wasn't acting yet.
Yes. And I always, I was the one who was doing the dancing and the theater and the all the things and made everyone come to my shows, and they didn't even really, they didn't like live audiences, they didn't really enjoy it that much as they got older, and I, it was like everything I wanted to be, and then I felt so silly for wanting to be an actor being in LA, because I just felt like it was a very silly job to want to do, because people move there to want to be an actor, and I just thought that was a bit like, I thought that was a bit strange. And I was like, and I'm good at school, so maybe I'll be an accountant or something. Or my dad was like, yeah, you're going to work on Wall Street. And I'm like, okay. Like, and I didn't. I pretended like I wanted that when I was in junior high. And then I did some high school theater and had a teacher that made me realize that theater and storytelling, the history of the theater specifically, and like Russian theater and culture, was something that I could academically connect to and like validate it. I had to validate it through like...
So it had to be more academic.
Yeah, there had to be something else besides like what I saw.
And I guess your experience was seeing the fame side, which was probably really ugly for you to have to see, which your sisters didn't want the attention. Yeah. So then it kind of... I think, you know what, my sister's an actress. Actually, you played...
She played your mother in Old Boy.
Are you kidding?
No.
How funny is that?
But you probably never met.
No, I think you wouldn't have done the same. Because she's
gorgeous.
Yeah, yes. She's, her name's Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Jesse's sister.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is so funny. I remember watching that footage and thinking...
Who wants some more?
Well, thank you for choosing such a beautiful mom. Wait, you guys, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's really odd, isn't it?
That was a weird movie where I had to be very naked.
Oh God.
Yeah, and I at that age, I really didn't have a problem with it. Look at those bubbles. They're just so beautiful.
Oh, they're great.
This
bubbles.
Is delicious.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
I love it. I've not been drinking because I've been on a diet.
So mum's well up for it. Like.
I've been murderous. A, the diet, no alcohol.
It's funny how like she's all right after a glass.
Fucking COVID has driven me I'm not good. I discovered, Jessie, I'm an extrovert.
Oh, no shit, Sherlock. Jesus.
I thought I was an introvert.
Yeah. Why do you think I put you on this podcast and made you a gay icon?
I thought I was an introvert. I can't cope on my own.
That's so funny.
I find it really hard not being with people.
We were talking about being alone today because while I'm at work,
it drives you mad.
Robbie's alone, and because of the lockdown,
he could come here with me.
Yeah.
We haven't actually spoken about food. So
yes.
Growing up in the Valley, who was doing the cooking and what were you eating or what weren't you eating? Were you a fussy kid?
No, the only thing I was fussy about is I did not like cheese as a kid.
Ooh.
And then I dated a boy in high school for a long time. He was like my like high school adolescent boyfriend, and his family, they're big, big foodies, big Friday night meals every night. Where they would like prepare, you know, a roux or a stock from the beginning of the week, and the whole thing, like everything led to Friday night or Sunday night. I actually can't remember what night, Sunday night dinners. And he told me that I couldn't be a foodie unless I liked cheese. So like I trained my mouth to like cheese. But I still have a hard time with a lot of blue and goat cheese. But there's certain goat cheeses I'm fine with. But yeah, so I didn't like cheese as a kid. But both my parents cooked. They divorced when we were really young, but always got along. So like it wasn't a thing for the holidays. It was always really easy. We would just always have like two Christmases, two Thanksgivings. And it was just, I loved it. My mom is like very 70s. Like just what she grew up with is the person who will like boil a chicken in the microwave to make a salad. Or she'll... would make just 70s dishes, like casseroles and salmon balls were my favorite thing. Salmon balls. It's just like a cheese spread. It's just cream cheese and canned salmon and horseradish and parsley, onion. And then she would put some liquid smoke in it because it wasn't smoked salmon. And you just spread it on some buttery crackers.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that.
I'm making it this weekend, yeah.
I love this. Can you give us a recipe? I really like the sound of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so 70s American cocktail spread. Yes. And it is so good because it's just cream cheese and salmon. And so that was like her thing where we would like always bring salmon balls wrapped in plastic wrap.
Why were they in balls?
I don't know. I think that's just like the way you do it. You know, you get one of those.
You mix it all up and
put it in a ball. Okay. And then you put it in the fridge in the plastic wrap and shape it. And then when you display it, you get one of those, you know, perfect platters with like the circle in the middle. And you put it in the circle and you have all your crackers.
Oh, this is right up your street, Mom.
Yeah,
I love things like that. It's very traditional
and it's great.
It's much better than cheese on sticks with...
Pineapple.
Oh.
Did you ever do that?
Didn't you ever do that?
No.
That's an English thing.
I can't mix fruit with like anything.
No.
Fruit to me shouldn't be in a salad. I can have it on a cheese board.
Just about.
And that's about it.
Because so what's your favorite cheese now?
I don't know. You're
not a big fan.
Do
you like smelly French cheeses?
I do. I make a homemade ricotta that I love.
Yeah.
It's the
you make ricotta.
It's really easy.
Oh my God, Lizzie, stop this!
No, I can make.
Yeah,
that
you just.
It's not this isn't about you, Mom.
No, ricotta. You just boil it, and then you just
boil what?
You boil. It's whatever like fat dairy combo you want. There's this recipe. Do you know Bacco Mercat? It's a restaurant in LA. It's a great cookbook. Bacco. Yeah. My dad also is a great cook.
Oh yeah, what's your dad's specialty?
He's like the griller. So we ate a lot
of barbecue grill.
Yeah, we ate a lot of steaks. He's very well known in his friend group for his ribs.
Ooh.
He does these dry ribs that are just you eat them with a fork. It's just so
what because they like that melt. That
He uses just like a lime white vinegar marinade that he just bases it with, and he just slow cooks them, and it takes all day, and they're so delicious. And he's really healthy, but not because. He's like a major vice person and is just like doesn't like sugar and like doesn't like things that are bad for you just naturally. Like he would green juice every day, but the juice was really like brown because it was just like everything but the kitchen sink was in it. And it was like frothy old school juicer. And I would take it in a solo cup. Do you know what that is? Those like red beer cups.
Oh yeah.
And I would take that to school and I would like drink my juice to school. And if he didn't have time to make that, he would just shovel raw spinach in his mouth in the morning. He's a very strange, healthy man, but like loves to drink and loves his steaks. But he brags about how every time his doctor checks out his stomach, he always asks him if he's a vegetarian.
Because he's got so much.
Very proud because he's like so many vegetables in his body.
His bowel movements
are just excellent, apparently.
I wanted to know, you know, you live in LA, you're thinking about making the move here. We would love you to come over. What do you like about... Well, I feel like maybe you haven't been able to experience it, but you were here when you lived in Primrose Hill, but do you feel like you like the restaurants in London? I mean, is there something about... Like, is there a particular restaurant that you will...
This on there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Is there a particular restaurant that you'll go to...
That looks so delicious.
...that you really love? God. Oh, yeah, it does look great, Mum.
I think, like, I just know... Because Primrose didn't really have great restaurants. There was like one Italian spot that I thought was lovely. And then Lamonia, which was fine.
Sorry,
But I can't actually remember some of the places that I really liked. There's this one place that was down. I always just found really small places that had like chalkboard menus, whether it was like in Covent Garden area, usually. There's this one, I think it was called like something duck.
Oh, duck soup.
Duck soup, is that it? And it's really small.
In Soho, yeah. That must be duck soup, yeah.
I loved that place so much.
Really fantastic.
And then I love all the Ottolenghi, everything, Nopi. I love all that stuff.
You should go to Rovi. If you're here when the restaurants open up, it's his new one.
Rovi.
And it does a celeriac shawarma that is just like insane. And also this lobster crumpet that he does.
Mm.
And
it's just so incredible, the flavors he puts together.
He's so brilliant. What is it like being part of the Disney world? Because, I mean, you've got this show that's coming out.
Yes, WandaVision. That was such a crazy thing to shoot. That was the craziest job I've ever had.
Why?
It was so hard. Why? It was we made a Marvel 6-hour movie in the same amount of time we make a 2-hour Marvel movie and the same amount of money. It was very difficult.
Wow.
So it was really hard. Like, just if you, no matter like what you do, I think if you can kind of just like grasp whatever that means for like budgeting and time and speed. I don't, because I'm not the craziest coriander person.
Some people just hate it. So it was crazy, and it comes out, and what's it about? Are you allowed to speak?
Okay,
about
yeah. So WandaVision.
When you is say about one, like number Wanda. One or Wanda. Okay.
So
got
my
it.
Character's name is Wanda. I started in the franchise 6 years ago in an
Avengers.
In the second Avengers called Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And my character in the comic books, she has, I mean, they're so old, these comics. So sometimes she has a relationship with one character, but for the most part, she has a relationship with this character called the Vision. And they have a few different comic book series just about their relationships and their family and the children they have. And it created like great havoc in the Marvel universe. And so I think fans have been hoping or wanting us to get to a point where we explored that part of the relationship. And I think what happened was is Disney Plus was launching their streaming
service.
Which
I have dug deep into because I have two children.
Right.
And it's great.
And they wanted to figure out how to get Marvel movie fans connected to the actual app. And so Kevin Feige, who is like our great leader of Marvel. Thank you. And he's the loveliest man, like truly, truly, deeply, like the loveliest person to work for. Like to call him a boss is such a gift. He gives us so much like creative input. And always wants to hear our ideas, wants to hear our opinions, even if it's about like throwing out an idea for the character, when it comes to the scripts, when it comes to, I mean, he's incredible.
Because I would have thought that you'd be quite beholden to these texts and these books because the fans are so mad about these comics. And,
yeah, I mean, but we're not.
That's amazing.
And I feel like I've heard stories from people, I don't want to like name franchises, but from other franchises that have had a really hard time getting their voice heard. And we just don't have that. And the other thing we don't have, which also other franchises I've heard about are different, there's no pressure about like body. Like no one's ever told me to see a trainer. No one's ever told me the way they want me to physically look. And I've had friends that were like, Wade.
You're joking.
Yeah, and it was one of her first jobs. And so she would just kind of like, was like, well, I guess it's just a thing that people do. And I was like, that is not
horrendous.
A thing. Yeah. That is delicious.
Is it? It's really lovely, Mum.
There's quite a like special community and family we have. And so WandaVision, I got to work with Paul Bettany.
Mm.
Who plays my lover, my husband, and my...
Good kisser?
You know, it's very PG, so I couldn't even answer that question.
Do you want me to do a little box for your husband, takeaway?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, I mean, obviously, once we're all finished. So, WandaVision is about our relationship. It's also kind of like an origin story for my character in some ways. And I would say, like, launches her into a new place that she hasn't been or had the opportunity yet. It was a lot of fun. And we tell our story with this like medium of American classic sitcom through the ages. So it was also like kind of meta for me. Amazing. Once we got to the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, right.
But so we got to do a Dick Van Dyke one. We got to do a Bewitched one. We got to do a Brady Bunch one, and then Family Ties, and then Malcolm in the Middle, and then Modern Family. And so we got, and it truly helps tell our story as almost like this facade that you need to break through. And there, and it's a conversation with like what the Marvel movies are. And it was really fun and really hard for everyone because of the costumes, because of the production design. You can't like film, because we have like our house's street with like flowers and a picket fence. For every single decade, it's different. So these guys, the whole art production, they had to overnight put in different flowers, put in different types of fences, different types of mailboxes. And the whole thing was so detailed and beautiful. And we finished filming during COVID. We finished filming like 2 months ago, I think. And we filmed for 2 months. And it was all outside in LA, and it was when all the fires were happening. So we had to get shut down because people couldn't breathe.
Oh my God.
It was just one thing after another.
But I mean, you work a lot with them.
I do. It takes up a lot of my time. I was doing a TV show that I produced and was in that went on Facebook, so like no one saw it. And they
How annoying.
Yeah, they didn't really figure out what their...
Can it be sold to like Netflix or something?
I think after a certain amount of years, it can be.
And what's it called?
It's called Sorry for Your Loss. It's about a young widow. And it's like a dramedy.
And you wrote it?
No.
You...
I just produced it.
And you starred in it?
Yeah. And it was... And so I was doing that for a couple years. So I kind of am like missing my indie movies. Because the last one I did was like 4 years ago. Or came out 3 years ago. And like I'm missing that experience. Which I'll do... At the end of this.
Because I'm going to say the wrong names now. Martha, Marcy.
Mae Marlene.
Yeah. Mm. That was a huge film for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was more indie.
That was my first movie that came out.
But, and then the Avengers kind of you... How far can Wanda go with the... Like how much more can they unpick your...
Well, technically, I don't make like 6 picture movie deals. So I just make like a couple at a time. So it depends on like what the stories are.
Right.
Which has been nice for me for many reasons, but it's been nice because it's not just like, you're not just like used part of a machine. They really care about trying to lure you in with good storytelling.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I want to ask you, as you know the podcast, you're going to be asked what your last supper would be.
I don't know. I've been brainstorming for a long time.
Really?
Has
it been
every week?
Even when I watch, I'm like, that would be my... You know? Or not watch, listen, while I'm driving. So, where I've landed on this...
Today. Fine.
Today. So starter's hard for me because I love really, I also really love healthy food And there's a kale Caesar salad from Il Buco that I'm obsessed with. And I just think their croutons are
kale
so good.
Kale Caesar salad. Yeah. Do they massage the kale first?
They do.
Yeah.
They massage it well.
We don't massage kale in England.
You have
we do
to.
Now.
No one's ever heard of it, really.
It's better to massage it.
Of course
better.
It is. Benny taught me.
Oh my gosh, you'll be having indigestion all day if you don't
well,
massage
it. Well, it's so
it.
Horrible unless you massage
well,
it.
Well, it's hard for your body yeah. to even
is
like
it?
Process it. Yeah, you end up getting all burpy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You're helping your enzymes by massaging it.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Carry on.
So the kale Caesar from Il Buco I think about a lot, but I also am like a big caviar fan, which yeah. feels a little, I don't know, silly to say, but I love caviar
you
so
can
much.
Have those.
How did you get into it? Like, who introduced you
my
to
sister.
It?
Yeah, okay. I love
yeah so for Christmas morning when we were at my mom's at a certain point we would always did bagels and cream cheese that was like all and eggs
and
that
she
was
fucked everything up
and
with
then
the
she and then she yeah. brought in the caviar and smoked salmon to the table and then I discovered it and loved it and she was but I also got screwed up because like she's getting me very like I taste very specific caviar. And it's very good caviar.
Which means it's...
Which means that, like, then I need... So, yeah, which is you know, a lot.
And hard to find?
No. No.
If you pay, darling, you can get great caviar. Okay.
Yeah, there's good caviar out there.
Darling, would you like a little more meat?
I'm not sure yet. I think I'm going to settle right. so I can talk. Right.
There is dessert as well.
So, moving on to mains.
Yes, mains. So, when I think of... Well, can I do first, second, and third?
Oh, like a pre-main.
Yeah, like a pre-main.
Yeah, like
I need
she
a pre-main.
Is like, what's his name?
Anthony.
The gorgeous
Queer
one.
Eye.
Yeah.
He did the same.
Did Queer he do eye. The same?
Yeah.
So I think I would
he did
need
a whole day of food.
I've thought about that.
Yeah.
Because I've thought about like the things that I love to make on like our Saturday morning that I would love to have.
Okay, you can have everything. You're yeah. going to be on a desert
what
island
is the
for
thing
6
that you
months.
Make on Saturday morning?
We have this specific toast. That is called Dave's Bread, and it's in every supermarket in the States, basically, and it's just delicious sliced bread.
We don't get that.
And avocado, there's like a whole layering thing. It's like avocado, lemon, chives, salt, pepper, and then smoked salmon, chives, pepper, and then a fried egg. Or
ooh,
really,
like
really,
that.
Or really, 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 really slow-cooked
scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm. That's like on a special, that's more special, like 30 minutes of me doing this. And that is like our favorite weekend meal. But my pre-meat course would be not from Il Buco, but from Il Buco Alimentari. They have a restaurant that's just like a parallel block away. And they have a bucatini cacio e pepe that's... I have looked...
We should have a bell for the fucking cacio e pepe.
Or vongole.
Really?
Yeah.
I love vongole.
Can you
too.
Do it?
They,
can you make it?
I made it one Christmas for my family, actually.
And
it was really good.
Did it work?
Yeah, I think the issue was I need to get like an electric pepper grinder because this hurt. The amount of pepper that I had to twist.
And you got the emulsified olive oil with the
butter.
No, it's olive oil.
It was I used olive oil and butter.
Olive oil, butter,
and Parmesan.
And Parmesan.
Mm. I don't know if I emulsified it properly.
So Samin Nosrat.
Yeah, she said about the emulsifying. Yeah.
How you emulsify.
Okay,
because you've got to put water with the olive oil.
I didn't know
you?
That.
Oh.
I didn't do anything like that.
Okay.
And it works, but it
but it was delicious. The flavors were there.
I'm so going to have a go, you know.
I wonder whether there's any good cacio e pepe in London.
I've looked for cacio e pepe in Italy and I didn't find one that I liked as much.
Oh.
As yours?
No.
Il Buco Alimentari's. Okay. And their bucatini is perfect. It's like it has a perfect bite.
What shape is bucatini?
It's the spaghetti noodle with a hole in the middle.
Oh, I like that.
So
yeah.
you get
it's quite
that
comical.
You get more stuff
crunch.
In the middle, don't you?
But there's also a crunch to it because
yeah, yeah,
it has
yeah.
that hole. And if it's al dente, there's like
yeah.
something perfect about that noodle.
Yeah.
And then my main, what would my main be? Oh, Petit Trois. Do you know Petit Trois in LA? It's one of Ludo's restaurants.
Where is it?
They have one in Hollywood, right, like catty corner from Mozza.
It's oh, I know
that's
about
the original.
Mozza, yeah, yeah.
The original is like this really narrow bar, and there's just like the chef's kitchen that is exposed, and you sit at the bar, or you sit like facing
no,
these mirrors on the other
been
side.
There.
Well, definitely not COVID friendly. But then they made a bigger restaurant on like my block that I live on.
Great.
And it's like a bigger, more bistro-y vibe. And they make a saumonier that is, I think, the best saumonier ever. And so I would have that with their pilaf, rice pilaf.
I've made an orange curd tart. I've never made a tart in my
life. I don't even know what that
is. Neither do I. But do you want a great chocolate? I don't think it'd be right.
Okay. I thought dark chocolate with orange curd could work. Lemon curd.
I have. So I feel like I missed out on like certain puddings here.
Yeah.
I've never seen this pudding ever anywhere.
Because I feel like
a revelation. Or?
Like, I feel like sometimes I learn about things on your show that I'm like, I guess I just don't know what that is. Like,
is it because they're British? Because pudding is not the same in the States.
I feel like it.
This isn't a pudding, it's a dessert.
So I feel like I also feel like I didn't grow up with a lot of dessert besides like ice cream. But then I go to a British cafe and people are having cakes for breakfast.
Yeah,
cakes for breakfast. There's just cakes everywhere.
That's very French, isn't it?
I don't know. I just like a croissant.
Did you ever have like pastries when you were younger?
I do a croissant crawl with a couple of friends where we try and find the best croissants in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
We started it last year and we wanted to make it it was our first annual, it was last year. And so now everywhere I go, I'm looking for the best croissant. And I found the best croissant in Richmond and it took quite a few croissants to find it.
Can you say the place?
Yeah, it's in the coffee shop that I really like called Cappuccino. I think it's called Cappuccino. It's Kapucin.
They can be chuffed.
And he explained it to me. They bake a lot of their cakes there, but their like banana bread and stuff like that. But their bread loaves and their croissants and certain other French pastries are from a restaurant that used to be a Michelin-starred restaurant nearby that shut down a year ago. And so the bakers from that restaurant have created their own kind of boulangerie.
Oh, amazing.
A distribution to cafes, and so he gets it from them.
Sorry, go on.
Can I just sort out this orange curd bit? I'm not putting chocolate
on. Okay, fine.
Don't look at me like that. It didn't say it. Didn't indicate chocolate. Jessie likes chocolate orange. It's a kind of.
That is so good.
Have you ever had Cherry's chocolate orange?
So, I don't know what that is.
You need to put it in Robbie's stocking.
Is it dried chocolate? No, dried orange.
It's a chocolate orange.
It's a chocolate.
You get segments of dark chocolate, or is it milk chocolate?
No, milk.
It's milk,
but it's flavoured with orange. You can get a dark one and it looks
and you
like
knock it like that.
And you knock it and all the segments.
Yeah, that is so funny. Today we were making a box of chocolates for my driver, Wasim.
Were you fucking making chocolates today as well as the mug side?
No. Picking them out.
Okay, fine. Okay. Oh, like from a place.
Yes.
Oh, you're so nice.
And they had the dried orange wedges covered in chocolate and the orange peels covered in chocolate. And
you thought who would eat that?
No, Robbie's obsessed with that. Robbie loves orange and chocolate.
So for Robbie's Christmas present, this will be a quintessential stocking filler.
Okay.
Everyone in the whole of the UK gets a Terry's chocolate orange.
Terry's chocolate orange.
Yeah. I haven't tasted it. It's giving you a big piece.
It's like an orange frittata.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, I don't know what it's like.
It came up
like a great big cloud.
And then it kind of sunk, but that's okay. Mum, did you make the pastry?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mother.
That takes a lot of time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's tasty. It's got a little bit of a soggy bottom, but...
Jessie, I made it this morning.
But it's got... I haven't tried anything like this ever. And no. It's got taste, and
it
I like
it. It is like an orange frittata. Yeah. And I love frittatas.
It is like an orange frittata.
It's like
strange.
A sweet...
It's very damp at the bottom.
But a soggy bottom... I actually don't mind a soggy bottom as much as Paul Hollywood does.
I think the taste is
all right.
Do you
watch The Great British Bake Off?
Mm-mm.
I feel like you love
it. Oh, you'd
love
it.
I know.
It. It's
so many
soothing.
People have told me that. But I stopped watching cooking shows such a long time ago, and I just like haven't gotten back to them. Except for the children's junior chef masters. Yeah.
Why the children's one?
I'm just like impressed with kids that can do things at a young age.
Me
like
too.
I just these kids who like know how to make like a perfect macaroon or macaron.
I know.
Like I'm just like no one knows how to do that. How do you know how to do that?
I know.
Yes, please.
Mum is pouring Lizzie a glass of wine. I like this. We didn't get your main
pudding or main.
No, we did main.
We did main. Saumonier.
Saumonier and with the
dessert.
What's your dessert? Are you a sweet kind of person?
Not the biggest sweet person. I love dark chocolate. Mm. But I also, I just love a galette. I love like a rustic galette with stone fruit. I just love it.
Pancake, darling.
Yeah, no, I fucking know what a galette is.
Darling.
Thank you very much,
Mom. Didn't know. Your French wasn't really up to snuff.
I mean, I think it's the same thing as a pie, but galettes somehow just feel like crunchier and more rustic.
And where is the place that you get a good galette from?
Petit Trois does good galettes, and then I like making them.
Jessie, this woman is a proper foodie.
It's really buttery, the crust.
No, but do you do buckwheat with it?
I don't, but I love buckwheat flour.
It's a really good flour for a galette.
But the other thing I love is just ice cream.
Me too.
I just love ice cream.
Have you found any good ice cream here?
Jude's.
Yes, Danielle's. Or that's in Richmond.
Ooh, Danielle's is great.
Yeah, great. It's gelato.
But Jude's,
it's
have you tried Jude's? Mm-mm. Oh, that's just a regular.
Jude's is good.
It's fantastic. You can buy it in a shop. Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's very good, Jude's.
It's bloody good.
Do you sing karaoke?
I don't really like karaoke.
No, neither does Jessie. Yeah. But if you had to, which song would you sing?
When I have done karaoke, yeah, I will go for like a character. Because I really don't like the feeling of earnestly or even jokingly earnestly singing. But I will do like Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Which I think sounds, in my voice, very similar to Cher and Eddie Vedder when I'm doing the voice. And it's very like, you know, because they're all like they're doing a lot. And so it's just kind of like funny to me. But I don't really like karaoke. I think I had a weird experience doing it as a kid.
I love it. We're having it at your bat mitzvah.
No, we fucking
are. Yeah, we are.
You love karaoke.
I love it.
So do you do it?
I would go on
it?
My own. No.
You just like I've other people doing it?
I've never seen you do it.
Because I would if my friends were there and I'd sang. I think I'm an inner group person. I'm destined.
So you.
Child.
So this is back to you being an extrovert.
Definitely.
That you only just discovered.
She ain't Michelle though.
Shut up.
Yeah,
you'd
be Beyonce.
I'll be Beyonce.
And do you think you've got good table manners?
Jessie, don't even ask that. She's got good table manners.
I don't know if I do because
yeah,
I don't
do.
Know
you
a
do.
Lot of manners. And when I set a table, I put like a napkin and all the things on top of a plate. Like I just
oh dear
yeah I do like
I think that's an American thing.
It's like farm thing.
It's an farm to table. It's plate.
It's just like I just can't remember, so I just do that.
You know what we can't get over, and you're an Anglophile now, but we can't get over that moving the plates before everyone's finished.
I think that's rude.
Because
it rushes someone.
But then the having hot food, you should start eating straight away. And Kiefer Sutherland told us that.
I quite like that. As an impatient, greedy person, I quite appreciate
my,
that.
My issue with hot food is I just eat it so fast.
Do
I
you?
Just, I
You'll
just
burn
don't,
the top
I
of it. Yeah.
Eat, I mean, the tip of my tongue's burnt from this morning just from my porridge.
What did you I have just, on your porridge?
I go to Gail's for the takeaway porridge.
is it good?
It's good. It's made with oat milk, and they put blueberries and they're like toasted maple seed topping.
Oh, nice.
It's very nice.
I really love this idea of you just wandering around Richmond, going and getting your chocolates, going and getting your porridge.
Gail's.
Making friends with the I kind of just love it. I already feel like you're writing that
you
film.
Know, you know
but
Rolling
you know
Stones, Mick Jagger has
Have you seen Jerry Hall?
I haven't seen any of them, but Robbie could give you the tour
of
the Wick House and the Arlington or whatever they're all called.
That's so funny.
He knows the whole history and the story.
Elizabeth Olsen, I hope this has lived up to your expectations of the podcast.
And
we
beyond.
Haven't had a good fight, darling.
No, we'll do that later, don't
all
we?
All right.
It has been fantastic to have you over.
This has
really
been so fun for me.
I really would like to push things forward and really meet Robbie and potentially spend Boxing Day together.
Yeah,
that's
be
what I'd quite
friend,
like to do.
Jessie.
Yeah, and if Mum doesn't beat me to it, but like, you know, we'll show you a good time when that is allowed in London. But it's been honestly such a joy to have you.
Same.
Good
I'm
luck.
I'm so happy
with WandaVision.
Thank you.
And good luck with the Top Secret film that we're not supposed to talk about.
Should I make Robbie a little box?
He would love that.
And yeah, please enjoy your time in London. Thanks. In Blighty.
Thanks. This did live up to it. I actually thought that some of your guys' things were going to be staged for the podcast. I didn't realize how honest they were.
Oh no, yeah, no, we really hate each other's guts. No, I'm joking.
What a gorgeous girl.
I knew she would be.
She was fabulous.
She wanted this, Mum.
I know, darling. I hope my food was up to snuff.
I thought it was delicious,
Mum. She knew about everything about food.
Like everything.
Yeah.
And she's just very lovely. And I thank her for encouraging Disney to let us do this. It was so lovely to have such a lovely conversation with a total stranger
who's bright as a button.
Oh my goodness, and just wonderful, wanted to talk about food as much as us and everything. I'm a huge fan.
Me too.
That's me sorted for the weekend, the Avengers.
I don't think we argued enough for her, darling.
Oh, I think
you think I kept it that
I think
she got the flavor.
She got the flavor flavor.
I yeah. loved it when she said, oh, I thought it was scripted.
I love this idea that we script. Thank you, Elizabeth Olsen, for just brightening up our
grey night
and just really bringing Hollywood to Clapham.
Yep.
But no, that makes her sound like she's too Hollywood. She's not Hollywood. She's
no, she's just a gorgeous woman.
She's just fantastic.
Yeah. And thank you, Ginger Pig, for delicious lamb again that you've given us.
Yeah, it was really yum. We'll be back next week, and we hope you enjoyed the first episode of season... What season are we on now? It's season 11.
Yeah. Can I just say to everyone, let's forget about 2020. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy 2021.
Was that the Queen's speech right there?
No. I mean, 2020 is gone. 2020 is gone. I'm not even going to take it into account. We've got lots to look forward in 2021.
Such as this season of Table Manners, starting with Elizabeth Olsen.
Fabulous.
Thank you for listening. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.